The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And once again, welcome back. It's 8 o'clock in the a.m. Central Time, Tuesday, February 7th, 2023. And, of course, we are trying to connect with Justin Porter from North American Urban Spice. In the meantime, phone lines, 844-769-2944 are open. If you want to sneak a phone call in here, you can do that. There's a story that we've got from Silicon Valley, which is essentially fused with the national security state. They're now entering into joint ventures with medical companies, and many of these ventures are financed by groups like InQtel, which is, believe it or not, the CIA's venture capital arm. Why does this outfit have a venture capital arm? Good question. Don't know that. Okay, we have Justin on the line. How are you, sir? North American Urban Spice, the director of sales, right?
That's right. Yeah, good to meet you, Dave.
Yep, we appreciate that. Director of sales for North American Urban Spice, Justin Porter, joins us here. And one thing we hadn't been pressing the issue on, which we're going to today, is February is Heart Health Month. I know you have a lot of commentary on that, of course, and we have some products out there that are specific to not only your immune system, but heart health. And so I want to talk a little bit about that for people that need a little bit of an education. And we always, you know, this is not an infomercial, folks. This is where we actually get in down and dirty into the trenches and start talking about the stuff that we sell here in the Power Mall that is vitally important. And for those of you out there who have actually had a family member who may have taken the jab, you have a lot to worry about, because we are now seeing a lot of results that say the heart definitely may be affected by this. In fact, there's more cases now of people dropping dead, especially young athletes and people like this, people you know, people I know. They had to go to their funeral because all of a sudden they got their jab and they dropped dead of a heart attack. So, you know, there are some things that you can take and provide your loved one or person who says, you know what, I think I made a mistake. I'm having a bad day, adverse reaction. And so we've got Colestamine, Resvital, Purely C, and the oregano juice. You want to elaborate on those? We'll start
Absolutely.
With that.
Yeah, and I think the number one that we should start with is probably the black seed oil as well, Dave. I think this it's such an amazing seed and such an amazing spice that it does so much more than just cardiovascular. But because of how much it does for cardiovascular health, we can't ignore it. And you know, black seed has been really celebrated during the last few years because of the frontline doctors gave it a lot of attention, saying it was the natural alternative to ivermectin. So, you know, all of a sudden we had this rush of interest on black seed, and you know, we didn't know where it came from at first, and then we found out that they were recommending it. But black seed right now has probably never been more important. And like you said, I mean, it's over 1,500 athletes now have collapsed. You know, the average annual collapse was about 20 athletes, which, you know, is crazy in itself. But 1,500 since something happened, since something changed. And, you know, the leading cause of coincidence, again, as we like to say. But yeah, black seed oil, if anybody has concerns, it does actually help support arterial health. And, you know, never has it been more important, because something is blocking something. And they have done blood analysis, and they have actually said that it's not really even, it's fibrous, but it's not really clot-like. So, you know, I think we are dealing with something that is completely new from the environment. And, you know, we have to throw God's medicine at it as hard as we can. And again, black seed oil, metabolic benefits. It's great for cholesterol. It actually brings the cholesterol to normal levels. Anybody who has hypertension, you know, we've seen people go from severe hypertension to be completely normal levels. And this is all because of just taking black seeds. So, you know, that really is the biggest difference.
So the thing is that, you know, I mean, we do call it the clot shot for a reason. And I believe that people, morticians over in the UK have been digging up femur and, I mean, the whole length of an artery with these giant fibrous, rubbery-like, white-looking clots out of yeah. the deceased. And so these are people that got the jab and people that actually need to be paying attention. Now, with Moderna, the very first series of shots that I know people have gotten were only a half a dose. But if they've gotten the second and beyond that, they definitely need to be looking at this stuff, because if they haven't had a D-dimer test by your doctor, I would suggest you go get one of those to see what your potential is for clotting, and then do something about it. This is, you know, like you say, Justin, God gave us a lot of these things in our natural state, in our environment to use. And, of course, you perfected the black seed capsules and the oil for those that like to just take the oil and put it in their shakes. The recommended dosage of the black seed plus capsules is how many per day?
Well, the capsules, you know, we recommend at least twice a day. With the oil, we recommend a teaspoon with every meal. And the reason we recommend it with food is because it is so powerful and it works so quickly that if you are, you know, if you have low blood sugar, for example, or if you have high blood sugar and then you take some black seed, your blood sugar could plummet. Wow. And you could really have a quick reaction. So we say take it with food for that reason. And, you know, there's a lot of people who say, is black seed a drug, Ethan, you know, because it is so powerful and so effective. So, you know, you've got to know what you're doing. But yeah, one teaspoon a day on the oil with every meal, and then two capsules with every meal if you choose, or at least twice a day.
Well, see, now, for those of you diabetics out there that are constantly doing blood tests on yourself to see what your blood sugar level is, mm-hmm. there's a test for you. Go get yourself some Black Seed Plus capsules from the Power Mall, and then take two of them with a meal and wait about an hour, and then test your blood sugar and see what's going on after this has had a chance to circulate, and see if it doesn't drop it. And if it does, then you just keep continuing to do that. Type 2 diabetes, I have heard that it is reversible. A lot of doctors have been saying it. Obviously, have you seen or heard any results of this? Because we seem to be having a lot of type 2 problems out there.
Yeah. I mean, we work with a number of countries around the world. Saudi Arabia has, I think it was 50% of their population, or their adult population, are diabetic. And so, you know, we've worked very closely with a lot of people, and it's about achieving those results that we can 100% achieve through our diet. And, you know, our diet and our food supply has been so badly hit over the years. The nutrient density has decreased, I think, up to 80% now. We don't have the availability that we once had. So, you know, people need to be able to get these kind of superfoods, these super supplements, to be able to really, really make those changes. And our goal is always, how do we get them to take less pharmaceutical products and to live their best life while doing that? Because the message out there, and this goes back to really over 100 years ago, where we were conditioned to believe that these doctors were gods, and that the answer was in this chemical poison that, you know, certain few people made a heck of a lot of money by pushing. So the message is everything is curable, and that's something that you don't hear enough of. But unfortunately, we're so conditioned to go down this route of chemical medicine, what we call Rockefeller medicine.
I was wondering where were you going to bring that up.
So, all right. You know,
there's some history behind all that, right? I mean, this is what started it, and how Big Pharma got to be where it is now.
Exactly, yeah, and it was actually one report by a man called Abraham Flexner that was sponsored by the Carnegie Foundation on behalf of the Rockefellers. And then from there they said, you know, we're going to change medicine. There's too many doctors, there's too many hospitals, there's too many types of medicine. And they ended up really going after homeopathy, chiropractic schools, and just saying there's only one way forward. And it focused on these chemical medicines, aggressive surgeries, and then really overwhelming the hospitals by just getting people in there. And that amazingly became our medicine. You know, there were coincidences along the way, like the Spanish flu, that really helped cement their place as the main medicine. But they monopolized the whole system just like they did with oil and gas, you know, only 30 years or 20 years before that. So we've been stuck in this model. They've attacked vitamins and supplements ever since. That has been their greatest threat. And vitamins were discovered, ironically, at the same time that this mode of medicine was really put in place. So I think the Lord did us a favor there.
Obviously, he did. The thing is too, you know, we're also looking at the possibility as well that we're under medical tyranny right now, mm-hmm. and it continues to grow because now some states like California are passing laws where they're actually going to allow the medical boards to start taking out doctors and removing them, you know, separating them from their medical licenses purely by talking about stuff like this and prescribing common vitamins that are not under patent mm-hmm. to their patients to make them better. And see, but on the Power Hour, we are all about health. And this is Heart Health Month, by the way, for those of you just joining us here. Hypees. Now, there's something that, you know, I thought we were talking about hyperese here. I think that's probably what I have a misprint here. But hyperese, that's another product that we take for the heart. You want to explain what that does?
Yeah. Hyperese is a really, really great formula. And it focuses on kind of these superfood blends. And, you know, the one thing that, you know, I love about North American Herb and Spice is that we're not a Me Too company. And there's great experience there where we've said, you know, what was really synergistic in a formula together? And you've got everything from red sour grape, which is instead of just being grape seed, it's the whole grape pulverized with the skin. So you've got really high levels of ellagic acid. And resveratrol present, but we combine that with organic onion, with wild hibiscus flowers, and you know, all of these things. Again, you have the black seed in there. All of these are really to make sure the arteries aren't having that pressure put on them, and they're able to relax the arteries. The blood flows quicker, and the results happen quickly. And again, you see so many products out there today, pharmaceuticals that may work quickly, but they're all designed to stay on for life. And our goal is how do we normalize that blood pressure, and how do we then get away from the supplement or you know, any drugs that were there, and then focus on maintaining that with diet, which, you know, we know, focus on no sugar, focus on no grain, but take these supplements to help your body regulate without any side effects.
And see, part of the problem with medical tyranny being what it is that so many of the elderly that are out there are trusting in modern medicine and this medical tyranny to guide them through the balance of their life. And it's like, guys, you could just be, it's like my mom, my late mother, when she was in hospice,
yeah.
She was on 16 different drugs. And when she went to hospice, they took her off all of them, and she got better, and they had to let her out. Said,
wow.
Sorry, $625 later, sorry, but you can't stay here. We need people who are going to die. And I'm like, you are not going on any more medicines at all. You're going to start, you know, doing the regimen. You got to start eating healthy and taking vitamins and taking stuff that's going to be good for you and not, you know, this garbage that you were on. It is amazing what happens when you get all of these. And I've seen these in chiropractors' office where you see they're taking one, there's a sign on the wall said, I take this for this. And then as a result, I got to take this for this and this yep. for what it caused and a contraindication here. And there's like 20 different drugs you're on. And if you'd have just gotten off of it and taken chiropractic, you wouldn't need it at all. So this is a thing. You know, we're approaching this from multifaceted angles here. I'm going to go have acupuncture on Saturday, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. It is Chinese medicine, but hey, the stuff works, and it's good for opening up the meridians. So, I mean, there's a multitude of things that we can do to fix the situation. But since we're talking about a health month, colostomin, It's not, you know, cholesterol is not truly isn't heart related per se, but it does, you know, you've got thicker blood runs through the system. Colostomin, what's it good for? What's in it?
Yeah, it's a great point as well, because what we're looking at right now is essentially misinformation, which is that magic word that cropped up, I think, about 5 years ago that seems to be everywhere. And, you know, cholesterol is in every single cell in our body. And, you know, what they did years ago is they did this study and they really cherry picked the data like they like to do. And out of that came the statin medicine kind of push. And statin drugs work incredibly well at what they're meant to do in the body, where they turn off an enzyme that, you know, essentially says no more cholesterol will be produced. However, that's probably the most dangerous thing to do, because we need that cholesterol. That cholesterol that's being produced is actually a signal saying something's off. You know, it's highly related to the thyroid. You know, we've seen that across the board. But all it really is telling us is that something is not quite where it should be. And there was this study that they did said it's 100% related to the heart. There's the lousy cholesterol, you know, there's the good cholesterol and all of these kind of missed points. But then you look at the data and the data shows that people with lower cholesterol typically have more heart attacks than those who have higher cholesterol. You know, the big factor we're seeing is actually high levels of vitamin C in the blood, real vitamin C, is actually indicative of less heart attacks than cholesterol has anything to do with. So, you know, when we produce colostomin, the whole purpose was absolutely there's something going on when we see that cholesterol being produced, and we want to normalize that, but we don't want to shut off the production. We want to get the body back into equilibrium. So colostomin is really designed that way. And again, it's a blend of really powerful wild herbs that is focused in on normalizing. And again, it works on the endocrine system, and it also works on just normalizing those levels.
Right. Now, people have gone out and had blood panels done, and I'm kind of curious. A lot of people really need to understand the difference between HDL and LDL. I know, Justin, that you probably have studied this stuff and you can offer a very simple, logical explanation as far as the difference between the two.
Yeah, well, you know, LDL is the lousy. It's the easiest way to kind of understand it. And, you know, that's signaling that we've got too much going on that it needs to be looked at. So essentially, if your LDL is high and your HDL, which is the cholesterol that certainly is much more helpful, then that's what we're trying to get back into balance. You want low LDL, you want higher HDL. And you should always look at your triglycerides. I mean, the triglycerides signal a lot. And, you know, once we understand all of these risk factors, then, you know, we're really, really able to understand. But cholesterol has so many different kind of causes. Inflammation is a really, really, really big factor. And as we know, that also is highly related to the heart. So, you know, often we see inflammation, we see high cholesterol, and even though one isn't causing the other, they can be misread as a cause of another condition.
Yeah, what's amazing is that you go to the doctor and the doctor shows you the blood panel or they say, well, we're going to send this in. This goes to the Medical Information Bureau, by the way, all of your test results. Mm-hmm. And now the government's got a record of it. But the thing is, you go to the doctor and the doctor says, well, your LDL is, your HDL is, and your triglycerides are, and like, you're supposed to know what that means. You know, yeah. So that's one of the reasons why we have the explanation right here on the show, folks, is so you're not confused about this and you can tell your doctor a thing or two and say, you know, I'm not taking those statin drugs because they're counterproductive. You know, I think my dad, late father, suffered as a result of taking those statin drugs. They're blood thinners, basically, is what they do. And that's not good, you know, especially when you have the stuff that we sell here on the Power Mall to keep you healthy. Resvital caps. Talk about those for a bit.
Yeah, so Resvital is it's red sour grape. And, you know, there's a lot of great studies on grape seed extract. And what Resvital is essentially that grape seed extract plus. And that's the easiest way to understand it. You know, it has the fruit, it has the skin, it has the grape seed, and it's pulverized raw. and it supports the complete cardiovascular system. And you know, we actually get this in some really, really remote regions of the world. And you know, grapes, there's a million different kinds of grapes and used for different reasons. But the best factor for the cardiovascular health is certainly the resveratrol, really, really supports arterial health, and of course the ellagic acid. And we've got so much hitting us right now, so many toxins, that every system's overwhelmed. But our heart is the ticker. And if our heart stops, then everything stops. So we've got to make sure those arteries are completely clean, that the heart is able to pump consistently. And you know, what the red sour grape, the Res Vital, does is it supports all of those factors. It also you know, it's very easy to take, and results happen so quickly that we've you know, we've really had to say carefully that if you take the red sour grape, you know, you are going to see complete normalization of the cardiovascular health, the system, within a very short period of time.
And of course, before I get on to what I'm holding right here in my hot little hand, which is the Purely C, and you can never take enough of this stuff, folks. That's why we make it in the bulk powder as well as in the capsule form, which is what's in this bottle right now. If you're watching us on screen, Dave in New York, you have a question for Justin Porter.
Yeah, Justin, what about people with low blood pressure, possibly even Raynaud's disease or whatever it's called? I have it, my daughter has it, my mother had it, and should I just start eating bad stuff so I can raise my blood pressure, or what should I do?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, the answer is always in the diet, but it's never in the bad stuff. And you know, there's a lot of healthy fats that we should be focusing our diet around. You know, I can expand on what healthy fats mean. I think most of us know, you know, staying away from hydrogenated and everything like that. But really, when we've got low blood pressure, again, we have to bring that up to that normal level, and there are supplements that can do that. What we're looking at there is certainly things like oxygen. You know, how much oxygen are we getting to our cells, and how are we passing that around? We have a product called the oregano juice that provides oxygen at the cellular level. And what this enables your body to do is really react to bringing the oxygen all the way around the body. And as a result, your blood pressure would react pretty much right away, especially with the oregano juice, to that normal level. What's your diet like, Dave, if you don't mind me asking?
Actually, I'm an herbalist to the max.
Okay.
Know, I mean, but my diet, yeah.
And here we were thinking that you were eating all those ultra-processed foods, which, you know, I've been saying on this show forever today, is not good. Do you know how hard it is to get off of that stuff?
Yeah, it sounds like you're not addicted to the poison, which is crucial. You know, again, something like black seed oil probably wouldn't be the best way to go for you, though it does adapt to your body. Should certainly be done with food. But something like the oregano juice, where oxygen has got to be provided, that's the way that we would look at it. I would also look at your vitamin and your mineral levels consistently, just to make sure that they are where they need to be. But yeah, ultimately, you know, there's always an answer within our diet. But if you're an herbalist, then you know, I think you're definitely going to be close to where you need to be on the diet front.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hopefully that answered the question. Appreciate it, Dave. Thanks for calling. You know, it's amazing that our listeners actually chime in. And of course, the phone lines are open. If you have a question for Justin Porter, I mean, you it's coming from the horse's mouth, so to speak. I mean, that's, you know, why we have him here, is because he can answer questions. He's studied this stuff. He is the director of sales for North American Urban Spice. And so when you understand what the products are, and we give you the data on this stuff so that you understand. So when you go and you call the Power Mall, which, by the way, is open right now, that's 877-817-9829. You can talk to Jay, or you can go online and order at thepowermall.com. And we've got the sales going on, of course. 10% off the North American Urban Spice products this week, 15% off on the Herbal Z's and Chaga Max, which we'll get to here a little bit. So this Rockefeller medicine is really dominating, and people, it's a big thing right now to get away from this nonsense with this pandemic and all of the stuff that they've been lying to us about, especially Fauci and Birx. And, you know, when we hear stuff like this, it's like, wow, you know, we got a third of the country, 31% of Americans. And that's just here. That's not globally. But I mean, North American Urban Spice, I'm sure we sell this thing all over the planet. But when you're promoting this, Justin, you are selling it outside the States, right?
Yeah. We're in about 25 different countries now. And so we're trying to help as many people all over the world as we can, for sure.
Amazing. Now, about O2 Rega, you want to elaborate a little bit on that? Because I'm getting some text from our listeners out there that are interested in hearing more about it and what it does.
Yeah, I call it the super tonic, really. It's such a great combination. It's focused around the oregano juice and the O2 being oxygen. Never has it been more important for us to be able to get cellular oxygen. And I'll kind of backtrack a little bit, because when you know, COVID first hit, there was this amazing panic, wasn't there? And we were all saying, okay, what's really going on? It's coming. Yeah. We kind of relaxed. It's funny. Our office has been like it was 2019 for the last three years. So it's a very different experience. But what we did, we said, okay, well, what's really happening? And some of the early indicators was that the actual hemoglobin in the blood was being hijacked. And so by the time the blood was circulating and getting to the respiratory system, there wasn't any oxygen in the blood. So the problem wasn't actually in the respiratory system. It was in the blood itself. And we were seeing these amazing responses by getting people with a cellular oxygen. And that can be done with, one, the oregano juice. But what's the most effective and the most powerful is the O2 Rega, which is the oregano juice on steroids. Not real steroids, but you get the reference. So it's the oregano juice, but we add in these amazing botanicals. A lot of information will come out, and I think tree medicine will become a bigger factor in alternative medicine. But it has the wild pine resin, it has the wild spruce resin. We have a little bit of wild pomegranate in there just to give it a little bit of a tastier experience. And it has the wild raspberry in there as well, so wild raspberry leaf. So what this is doing is essentially it's supporting the cells with oxygen, it's flooding it, and then it's also providing all of the stimulation to the endocrine system to get the body moving and in balance again. So it really, really works quickly, it works effectively, and it's a little tastier than the oregano juice as well.
Yeah, I remember when this thing first came out, you were just talking about the fact it was more about the blood, not about the lungs, yet they were mistreating in New York hospitals. Doctors were discovering, and they put YouTube videos out about the fact, hey, we're treating this thing wrong, putting people on ventilators. This isn't what this is about. And even though there was some respiratory repercussions involved, you're probably seeing the same thing that we were way back when we were starting to do the research on this from an investigative journalist side of things, and that is that they were mistreating and ventilating people when they shouldn't have been. They could have put them on a cannula and hyperoxygenated them, and they weren't doing that. And that's what was causing so many people to die in hospitals, and now we're finding out that these people are being incentivized. We are coming up to the break right now. Will in Michigan, if you'd please hang on. We'll get to your question after the break. We're here with Justin Porter from North American Urban Spice, having a very medically minded conversation about naturopathic herbs and spices from North American Urban Spice, which, by the way, is on sale at the Power Mall. If you're not calling up and ordering this stuff for now, you should be. Black seed oil capsules, the number one on the list. Do that. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being mean so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. Some of you I know are just joining us on the West Coast. You're just, you know, getting the sleepers out of your eyeballs and getting into the first cup of coffee. I've already had my third, which is why I'm pumped up. And I'm sitting here talking to Justin Porter. And we have a text coming in talking about tissue repair and neuropathy. What do we have in the lineup of North American herb and spice products you can use for that?
That's a good question. It's tissue repair and neuropathy, was that?
Right.
Yes. So, again, they've got to get oxygen to the cells. So the O2-rega oregano juice would be wonderful. Always got to make sure there's no infection as well, because there's different causes for what's going on. I think everybody should be taking the oregano P73 on a daily basis. And we know for a fact that it's the only oregano that's safe for daily use. It is the P73. So take that. That will support it. Vitamin C is crucial and absolute. And it's, you know, it gives so much credit to the immune support features that it has. But most people will actually be deficient in vitamin C. You know, we need that every day. So it's not something that we can just take once a week and be okay, or have an orange and think we've had enough. But we need to have enough vitamin C in the body for tissue repair. Without it, it just won't happen. Also, if there's pain, topically, black seed oil is more effective than pretty much anything out there.
Interesting. So black seed oil.
Topically, yeah, it's been shown to be more effective than pretty much anything else, even things like turmeric Kirkman
and stuff like that. Well, see, now we've been talking about that because people have been taking Kirkman and they've been buying it here from the Power Mall, and it's been working for them. So mm-hmm. I never want to talk, you know, down about the fact that, you know, there's some one thing or another that works or doesn't work. It's how the human body absorbs it. And if it's working for them, you don't throw away a good thing.
Never.
The thing is, we talked about putting oregano oil, P73, on the bottom of the feet and wearing socks to bed. Mm-hmm. And you don't smell like a meatball, but I mean, it does wonders and penetrates the system. So the oregano, you talk about using the P73, that would be a good thing as far as topically applying it to areas that you feel stinging pain or the prickly needles on your hands and stuff like that. I mean, that would seem to work, wouldn't it?
Yes, well, the black seed oil and the oregano, you know, depending on the situation. I mean, my kids were raised on oregano oil on the feet, you know. Unfortunately, I couldn't get it in the body, so I just lathered them up with the oregano oil. And, you know, we never really had any issues with sickness, or they would get better well. Every kid obviously gets sick, but it's such an effective way to get it into the system. I also put it on the belly button, because the belly button's connected to every nerve ending in the body. So I always rub it in there, and on the lower spine as well. But yeah, I mean, to your point, you know, if something's working, then never ever stop that. You know, I love curcumin. I love turmeric. I think that they are absolutely wonderful spices. It was just amazing that the studies are showing that black seed topically is such an effective pain reliever. That you know, there's always great information coming out, and nothing's ever settled. And I think that's what's so exciting about what we do.
Exactly. All that research there. Will in Michigan, are you still holding on?
Yeah, good morning. And an apple
appreciate
a day
that
keeps the doctor away.
That must be vitamin C in there too, right?
Here's the question. It's a organic question. The Bible says God gave man all the herbs of the field. The opium plant, the poppy, produces a fruit. And what I understand, if you keep the blood toxic enough with a lab and a doctor using the white China poppy out of China, nothing else can live in the blood except that which is conducive to life. And especially after a heart or lung transplant, if the body doesn't reject, then the number one killer is inflammation in the blood. So my question is the opiate good for the human body? Not the street slang mud. I'm talking about with a prescription and a doctor. Could the blood be made toxic enough with a natural herb, like they tell us to eat more garlic and more orange juice during the flu season, take that and put it on steroids, and the question is the opiate poppy good for the human body if used in a regulated manner?
Well, that's a tall order there, Will. Thanks for your call. We appreciate that. What do you say, Justin? I mean, we already have this opioid abuse, but again, these are synthetic opioids that have been created. What Will is alluding to here is the natural form of this stuff that could be used to toxify the blood enough to kill whatever is ailing you. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think that's there's a lot of study that needs to be done, generally speaking. You know, I don't know if we'll ever do honest science again, and I don't know if there'll be honest studies done. But what we can say is that too much of anything is going to be bad. We know that. You know, however, you need to really abuse an herb to take too much of it. And it's very, very difficult to do. And what we have done is that clearly the poppy is extremely medicinal. But what we've done, instead of taking this miraculous medicinal properties of the poppy and turn it into something that's good for mankind, we've actually abused that and synthesized it to cause nothing but havoc on the body. And there's great medicinal value in poppies. I mean, there is a California poppy is used for sleep. It's a sedative. It's used for healing pain. So, you know, the short answer is, you know, absolutely we can get the best value out of poppy. Will we go down that road? I mean, there was years ago, before the Afghanistan war, there wasn't an incredible amount of opioid abuse, and ever since that happened, it's gone through, you know, what we've seen, especially with these evil pharmaceutical companies. So, you know, I would definitely caution on taking orange juice during flu season. Very, very high sugar. Usually it's, produced in a big factory, and they actually take the vitamin C out, they burn it out, and then they pump back in ascorbic acid, which isn't true vitamin C. And it's so refined sugar that it's going to spike glucose. So, just want to warn on that while we're at it.
That's a point that people needed to hear this morning. Yeah, Brady in Las Vegas, you're on with Justin Porter. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I was looking into the PCR test itself that they had been giving us for 2 or 3 years now here. And what I found out, I saw a story by Dr. Michael Artis, our Brian Artis, and he was discussing the PCR test, what does it look for? And when I researched this, I found out it was research, and they were looking for snake proteins, and the two that they were looking for, after I researched more, is called Ekerin and Textilinin. The blood clots that we thought are blood clots growing in our veins are actually byproducts of these two snake proteins that they put together in the shot. The funny thing is, why won't they ever disclose what remdesivir is? I'm pretty sure remdesivir is snake venom, and I'm sure monoclonal antibodies are anti-venom. So we need to switch this whole scenario around. It was never a virus. It was a bioweapon from day one, and it was designed to kill us here in the United States and across the world.
Okay, point made, Brady. We appreciate that. And I know that you talk about that a lot. We've had Brian Artis on the show before discussing it. Now, as far as the North American Urban Spice products, as far as keeping the body healthy, you know, we've talked about the oregano juice. We've talked about P73, the black seed oil. These are things that are going to counteract a lot of different things. And, of course, now Brian Artis was talking about nicotine patches because people who were smoking were less likely to be affected by this snake venom peptide. So I don't know. You really haven't done tons of research at North American Urban Spice on these byproducts and peptides, have you?
Well, it's such a loaded issue, isn't it? Because on one hand, there's the snake venom theory. There's a lot of information out there that supports that, and there's also information that suggests that you know, maybe we're looking somewhere else or looking in the wrong place. The PCR test is a complete fraud. I think we can all agree on that. You run it so many times, you're going to get the results you're looking for. And they were doing, they were running more cycles on unvaccinated than vaccinated, and you know, admitting it, but we can't question, you know, why they would do that. So, you know, the issue here is that we've got a and I agree, I think this was certainly designed to do what it did. I think they meant it to be more fatal than it actually was. And we went through this whole time where it wasn't really a serious illness. And, again, back to the, was it a virus? I mean, you know, there's theories out there that no virus is actually in existence. You know, I don't know where I fall on that right now. But ultimately, what we're saying is that we created a situation, the plandemic, and what we said within that was there's a really serious illness that everybody's going to die from, and we need to get vaccinated, we need to get treated, and the only thing we're going to recommend, like remdesivir, the nickname is Run Death Is Near, I think.
Yeah,
what
Run
we're going to do,
near.
We're going to recommend everything that doesn't work, and then we're going to create a much more serious situation than is truth. If we just stepped back and said, who are talking sense, who aren't afraid right now, because they're the kind of people I want to listen to. I think more research needs to be done on the snake venom side of it. I'm fascinated by it. But ultimately, what I'm seeing people really respond to who are going through long COVID, who are going through reactions, is the need to detoxify and support the immune system and make sure we're getting the most nutrient dense supplements and diet as possible.
And this is why you have all the oregano products that are out there right now from North American Urban Spice here at the Power Mall. Dan in New Jersey, you're on the phone with Justin Porter. Go ahead.
Good morning, friends. I'd like to share that the Quran says that black seed oil cures everything except death.
Yeah, this the famous line on black seed oil, and it makes it really easy to market when you can say that. So yeah, it really is wonderful. You know, we've seen wonderful stories, wonderful testimonials about it. Ours actually comes from the first place it ever grew, the genetic source of the plant, and I think that, you know, speaks volumes for why we see such a great response from the black seed.
What is the actual plant that black seed comes from?
It's called Nigella sativa.
Okay. Does that
and you're
going to
elaborate
name?
A little on that, right?
It's very different than, and it's called black cumin seed. And it's
okay,
very
that's
different.
What I thought.
And it's very different than cumin. So cumin itself comes from the carrot family and is closely related to carrot. There are wonderful benefits from cumin, but black seed is just at another level and is a very different plant than cumin.
I see. Thank you very much.
Appreciate
it. Yeah, my
it,
pleasure.
Thanks for your call. All right. So the other thing that I have been telling people that they need to stock up on, because you just don't know, besides the Purely C, is this little thing that we've got going on right now. And I've heard Steven's version of this, but you may have, Justin, a different take on this product I'm holding up right here.
And
this is something, yeah. When you got China threatening to shoot down our military aircraft, and they waited so long to shoot down this balloon, and we're being lied to about that. They let it traverse across the United States. People are up in arms about what the intent was in flying that thing over and then allowing it to fly over America. And we've had reports out that these balloons could literally carry the necessary nuclear product to deliver an EMP strike on America. Mm-hmm. People need to be aware of the fact that, you know, any fallout or anything from Fukushima, whatever the case may be, Nuke Protect we have at the Power Mall. And I always promote it because I went out and stocked up. I recommend getting two bottles of this for every member of your family. Give me the pluses and minuses on this, Justin.
Yeah. Some people in certain states are petrified of the name, Dave, believe it or not. So, you know, we've had some people say, I'm too afraid to buy it because of the name. So I always laugh
wow.
at that. I won't tell you the states, but I think you can guess which one.
Yeah, I can. But the thing is, Justin, this is the thing. Way back when this stuff first started out, I was stocking up on bottle after bottle after bottle of potassium iodide and potassium iodate, you know, anything of those of that nature. And then I was told by our lovely sponsors here at the Power Mall that Nuke Protect does the same thing, much the same as everybody's asking me about ivermectin when we have Paratrex. A lot of the stuff that we're finding out, they're talking about parasitic infection.
Yeah.
And what do we have in the North American Urban Spice lineup for parasitic infection?
Well, black seed, again, is broad spectrum anti-parasitic. So, you know, it's really, really wonderful for that. We have products that, you know, I don't think are carried on the Power Mall just at the moment that are very purgative, that are wonderful for that. So, but again, it goes back to how do we get full spectrum anti-parasitic, and I know you've got some wonderful products on the Power Mall that does a wonderful job of that. The Nuke Protect offers a different approach and a different protective element that we need. And so the potassium iodide, there was a rush on potassium iodide. We have it in abundance. We have the cleanest source that we could find, but it actually stops the radiation attacking the thyroid. And again, there's nothing else that does that. So, you know, if we get radiation poisoning, our thyroid is going to be attacked. We're going to really go down quickly. You need 4 capsules of the Nuke Protect a day to protect it. That's it. Now, if a nuclear bomb hits right on our heads, we're not going to be able to do much. We know that. But it's when there is the radiation that comes from an attack. But on top of that, you have the wild kelp, and the wild kelp will feed the thyroid iodine that it needs. So, you know, you're protecting it on one end, but you're also feeding it the correct iodine on another. We had to change our source about, you know, a number of years ago because of Fukushima. And we went from Pacific kelp to Atlantic kelp. We test everything 3 times before we produce it, during manufacturing and after manufacturing, to make sure all of these things are where they need to be. But the other factor in there is selenium. And if you look at how people get selenium in their diet, you know, I was looking the other day myself and I was going, wait a second, where is the selenium in my diet? So I started taking the NutriProtect again. It's very hard to get enough selenium. You don't want to ever take too much, which again, I think is quite hard to do. Brazil nuts are the best source. But if you have 10 of those, then you know, you're already getting close to too much selenium. But this with the four capsules a day is the perfect amount. You don't have to worry about going out and finding those expensive Brazil nuts then as well. But that your thyroid can't function without selenium. So again, it goes back to that support and that protective element. But if we have that attack, which I also think that could be a bioweapon up in the sky, you saw the white powder come out. I haven't seen anybody really report that. But I think it's an easy way to deliver an attack on us. And who knows? You know, we're certainly not protected by our government in that means right now.
Great point. And the thing is, you know, when we're talking about replacing the kelp, I'm kind of curious. When Fukushima happened, all of a sudden, you guys at North American Urban Spice started to suspect that the kelp might be affected where you were getting your source from. And you obviously did some research into that. What did you find that caused you to make the switch?
Yeah, we found that it was poison, really. You know, the radiation had really overwhelmed it, and it was above safe levels. So we had to make the change. And nothing that we're going to put out on the market is ever not going to be fully tested. And the scary bit about that is, you know, how far was that radiation going to go? You know, the waters are connected around the world. So, you know, we still test our Atlantic kelp now very aggressively. We make sure, and, you know, we're very grateful that that hasn't been poisoned as well.
Okay, so as far as the good stuff here, when I was doing my little bout with COVID way back in June of 2020, we were looking at chaga tea. I was drinking a lot of it. Mm. And basically we got some chaga powder from, and this is before I knew that I was even going to be on the show. I was taking, at the request of my brother-in-law, this chaga tea. And Chaga Max, apparently, you know, because it's on sale, I want to give a little plug for that. And it comes from the chaga mushroom, which grows on birch trees. It's fungus that grows on birch trees. And you've cultured it and you found a way to make wonderful capsules out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's an interesting thing, because if you go into a forest and there's all these birch trees, you're going to see 100 birch trees. Only one of them is going to have chaga on it. So it's amazing, really, because we think that all of these things are out there in abundance. And chaga is interesting because it's the only fungus that benefits the host. So it's out on the birch tree. That birch tree is towards the end of life. So what the chaga is doing, it's sucking all of that power of the birch tree, all the medicinal value. And it's got things like betulin and betulinic acid. And again, there's 1,600 studies on chaga. So, you know, if you go out there and you research this stuff, you'll be amazed at what it does. But what we're fighting right now is this, again, this misinformation that wild chaga is not able to be sustainably harvested. What we've gone out and done is actually we've retaught the native populations how to do this sustainably. And it actually adds life to the birch tree. But during this time, all of this medicine, all this power is coming in. And there's this one enzyme called superoxide dismutase, SOD. And this is known as the longevity enzyme. And as we age, we get depleted of this enzyme. As we take chaga from the wild, it's about 20% by weight SOD. So we're getting all of this longevity enzyme back in. And they've shown native populations who have taken chaga, have consumed it regularly, have lived twice as long as that same native population who did not take chaga in any form. So we're talking about 120 years of life versus 60 years of life just from taking chaga. So
that is amazing. That is amazing. Joe in Arkansas, you're our last caller. What's your question for Justin Porter?
Well, actually, I had a comment rather than a question. And what it is, you just mentioned kelp. And when I was in my 40s and 50s, I was having a lot of trouble with my teeth. I got a lot of abscessed teeth. And then I started taking a couple of teaspoons full of kelp every day, kelp powder. And since then, my teeth have gotten a lot stronger, and I've had much less trouble with my teeth. So I wanted to pass that on in case anybody's having trouble with their teeth. Try kelp.
That's a great point. And that goes down. So sea vegetables are so mineral dense, and you know, people get results from all of these things with that kind of density for that reason alone. So yeah, that's great information.
Yeah, it's amazing how that works. And it's great we have audience that likes to bring their own material because, see, a lot of things, one thing leads to another and it pulls a trigger somewhere and it, all of a sudden, you know, solutions just come out of nowhere, which we really like. And so I guess we have what's the more important thing besides Purely C that people should be taking besides the Orega products we have at the Power Mall?
Well, the Purely C, did we discuss the Purely C, Dave? I think we.
Well, I was waving the bottle around on camera because, I mean, this is like vitamin C on steroids, too. And the thing is, we also have the Purely C powder, which is, you know, a lot of people like to put it in their shakes. And you can never actually get enough or too much, rather. And the thing is it's just going to pass out the system. So, I mean, you guys have regimented this down to a science to where you get so much in your system. And
let me ask you this question, Dave. Do you know who owns the largest market share of vitamin C currently?
I don't know.
It's our good friends at Pfizer, of course.
Oh, no. It's all synthetic ascorbic acid. We don't like that. We like the acerola and cherries better. We're out of time. Justin Porter, thanks so much for joining us. Stirred a lot of interest in the callers. Callers, we thank you so much. We're going to be back tomorrow with our Hump Day edition here at the Power Hour. In the meantime, Dave Krieger, wishing you the best. Stay safe. Shop at the Power Mall now. And God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Watch a movie. Don't watch the State of the Union. It's a joke. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.